Blog Talk Radio.
Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson. I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson and Cindy Bentley, our energy healer. You know it's the second Friday of the month. I just want to remind everybody that next month, Cindy will be here on the third Friday. So we're going to carry out the rest of the year where she's here on the third Friday. Oh, my good. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing great. I'm here in the rainy desert this morning in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Oh, my goodness, the rain. You know, it is so amazing when it rains in the desert because you would not believe the things that grow after the rain.
I saw that.
What did you say?
That's exactly right. My sandy backyard is now, I have grass.
It's just amazing, absolutely amazing. Well, Cindy, we were talking right before the show, and we were talking about divine order. We had a couple of things that we hit on today that we wanted to share with the audience today, and that was divine order. And because we are in the study of ascension and how to accelerate our ascension, we also thought it would be a good time for us to do clearings, to clear our aura and everything. So, and the two really are linked together, don't you think?
They are, I can do that. I can talk about that for sure, because I was reading. I was telling Cynthia that last night I had my first show, hosted my first show on Blog Talk with Rosie Griffith, and I'll be doing that every other Thursday night. And so that's why we changed dates for you guys, that I would be on the third Friday, because I'm working late on the Thursday night. So, but anyway, I've been up for a bit, and I was studying about different reading and studying, and one of the big things that hit me today, I've been working on this all week, is this divine order, because this is something that I have questions with on myself, and the clients that I work with, it's one of the biggest issues they have is, how do I know I'm in divine order? What is that? How do I feel? Why? Why do I do that? I know what I need to do. I can feel what I need to do. Well, not necessarily. And so we always are talking about when we work with Abraham and when we talk about manifesting, we're talking about, we say, it's allow and surrender. Well, what are we allowing and what are we surrendering to? We are allowing divine order in our life, and we are surrendering our own ego or our own mindset or our own programs and patterns that we think are order, and we are allowing divine order to take place. Now, what we have to do when we call on divine order is to get the image out of our mind that makes us think what it should look like. Because I don't know what divine order is supposed to look like, but I do know how divine order feels. And it feels safe. I feel protected. And the biggest thing you'll notice when you're in divine order, that there is no fear, no worry, no fear. And that's the way you truly want to live, is without fear and worry, because you know that you're in divine order. Another thing that happens, and I've got about six things that happen with divine order, feeling safe, feeling protected, living without fear or worry. If you guys or anybody's wanting to write this down. The fourth thing is synchronicity. When you're in divine order, wow, things line up. And I mean they line up. It is amazing. And I've seen this in purchasing this home. And I have seen this monetarily when I needed money to purchase, and there it goes. It's showing up. And so you've got synchronicity with divine order. The other one is that you're feeling an alignment with your soul. In divine order, your divine self is connecting with higher divine frequencies and energies, and our divine co-creator, we're divinely co-creating with God. And so when things show up that we co-create, we know it's in divine order. One last thing is when we're in divine order, it's more easily to assess our soul and be in alignment with another soul, with other souls, because we're not fighting the feeling within our souls. We're connecting, and we're more conscious of the other person's divinity because we are stepping into that higher frequency of divine order. Now, I know it sounds, for some people, it's like, wow, it sounds like magic and it's wonderful, but it's an ongoing thing that you have to work on every day because we're on planet Earth with free will. And when I open my eyes in the morning, I'm saying divine order. I thank you for divine order that's going to be happening this day. Because in my mind, and being the Virgo that I am, I love to make a list, and I love to check that list off, and I love... Boy, do I have two calendars going, at least two calendars going, and I like to check things off that I do on my calendar and see when I need to do the next thing, and I'm a dowser, so I like to douse how many days is best for me to do this. But with divine order, you need to step out of the way of what your expectations are and allow that order to show up, because sometimes things didn't occur in our lives that may cause pain. But what we have to look at is this is divine order. And when we accept that and move forward, then we recognize that that was an event that produced a very positive outcome for our highest good. But in the moment, many times, We're not viewing it as divine order. It's a catastrophe, or it's a... Do you understand what I'm saying, Cynthia? Because I was supposed to have this great friend come over yesterday, and I've been planning it. We have been planning it through the week, and then he couldn't come, and he didn't show. Well, his house flooded, and I was bummed. But you know what? It was for the very best because I got so much more done yesterday. Mm-hmm. And like I was preparing for my show and preparing for this and studying and reading. And I got the house clean for company. So it was really in very divine order. And but in the moment, it didn't feel like it. And I think that happens many times in this world because we're living... still stepping in and out of that 3D of fear, or stepping into what our expectations are of what our life should look like. And I have so much detachment on what my life looks like now. It is just amazing because I found through trusting. And the more you allow the divine order, the more you're going to trust it. That by trusting this, it gets better and gets easier. Now, I'm not saying I can do it every day, all day, but I recognize immediately when I am out of it because it doesn't feel good. And I do have to go back now and then and say, are you sure? Am I in divine order? And I doubt that too. I'll say, and I have done this on some things just because of who I am. I have done this on some things. I've said, now, if I'm doing this, make sure I'm 100% in divine order. Because I know that if I'm not in divine order, I'm not being fully supported. And hell, I want to be fully supported all the time. Don't you, Cynthia? I mean, I want it. Yeah, I need all the help I can get. So why am I, who can only use 10, we're only gifted, well, we're being opened up more, as you were talking about, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. If we've only got about 10% of our, supposedly in the 3D world, we're only using about 10% of our brain power, why would I think that I could manifest from my brain, from my thoughts, what would be the best? Why not let someone who sees the big picture, why not connect my consciousness and my heart and soul with divine intelligence and divine order that will allow me to manifest a much better, secure, and more wonderful life? Because the soul and the divinity sees and knows what my needs are. Much better than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think I know what I want. We all think we know what we want. But one of the things I learned with the ascension, and you were talking about the ascension process, is that I was studying some about the, I spent some time in Egypt last year, and I don't like to talk about that all the time, but I do love my Egypt, and I have been praying for Egypt and Syria also. And when I went to Mount Sinai last year, I was very close to Syria. And it was tough then. We traveled with armed escort to get to Mount Sinai. Well, I didn't go to Syria, but I went very close to Syria because Mount Sinai is the border of Syria and Egypt. And so we had to have armed guards just to get to the church, into the Mount St. Catherine's Church, into Mount Sinai. So I've been praying a lot on that one. But everything is in divine order, even in the world, when we look at it, because our consciousness is being raised to such an international state that we can see so much now that we're all the oneness of all of us. And and the ascension process, when I was in Egypt, I learned so much, and I went through the Egyptian ascension process as I went through the temples because they were still energetically charged as they have been for thousands and thousands of years. They're still holding that charge. And one of the things I learned, and I've studied about the ancient Egyptians, is something like Kermit, an ancient Egyptian religion or esoteric studies, and they talked about the ascension process, and I was so very fortunate to be in the Luxor Temple with Serapis Bey, as you know, Joshua David Stone talks about Serapis Bey helping us in the ascension process to accelerate our ascension process. Well, I was actually in Serapis Bey's temple in Luxor, and I had a gigantic Yes, I had a gigantic experience there, and I wrote a story that was published, and it is also on my website. It was life-changing. But one of the things I've learned is about ascension, because people want to know
what is this ascension? Well, part of it is that what they teach is that we're only using 5 of our 265 senses. And so with ascension, we our sensory perception increases 260 times more sensory perception. That is increased consciousness right there. And so our brain power increases also. And I've been dowsing my sensory perception within my brain and seeing that it is growing as I am ascending. And I'm more alert and more aware and more in tune. Now, one of the things about the ascension process and the divine order and alignment, and this is my big soapbox that I talk about with everybody and every chance I can on every radio show, is that you have to sit in the silence every day. You're not going to get this being the busy bee and trying to get everything done physically. You're going to have to sit and be quiet and connect. And this is a must. I was reading this morning where someone had written, who's even more emphatic than I am, who said that sitting in the silence was more important than even taking care of your physical body. You should put sitting in the silence and connecting into divinity and to your divine self and to your soul and to the divine beings. That should be number one. And then you think about what you're going to eat for the day. It's not because you need to feed your soul first and then think about work and eating and who you're going to see and what you want to do. The number one thing to live a successful, connected life is to sit within your divine soul and connect with divinity and ask and surrender to divine order. And I've been and I have expanded this even more so because I'm always learning and trying. I mean, I'm on a trip here and I'm wanting to learn how to get better access to the beings that are helping me. And I don't see as well as some people do, and I've spoken about this before because I have so many friends and supporters who can see. And when I've talked at the Unity Church in the Mountains and the Unity Church in Dallas, I've had people come to me and tell me, do you know who's with you when you're talking? And I'm like, well, yeah. She said, well, I saw them. And then I have people telling me what they see around me, which is magnificent. I love it. I wish I could see. And I'm being told that that's going to be gifted to me in the next 6 months. So I'm going to trust that's going to happen, that I can see.
That's awesome.
I know, I see in my mind's eye. But what I was going to say is, where was I? The divine order and sitting in the silence every day. So one of the things I've learned, I was going to share with you, Cynthia, is how to channel and get bigger vision of who you're connecting in with when you're in the silence. And so I breathe into my heart and soul and into that high heart chakra. And then I take that energy back up into my crown chakra. And I'm doing all this in my mind's eye. We might could do something like that on this radio, but we'll do that maybe the next month, Cynthia. We'll help people channel in their divine guidance like this. But today we're going to do a clearing. But you open up your crown chakra to a larger field. And then you call in, like I've been wanting to speak with Thoth to help, because he's a great teacher, scribe, a wonderful Egyptian scholar that was that did so much teaching and helped teaching people how to heal, and he taught Isis how to heal, and he's been around in different aspects of him all around the our world for a long time. So I was calling those to teach me how to speak and how to what to say and to know and be in tune with what people needed to hear. And so I could actually feel him, and in my mind's eye, I see him working with me. And I started doing that every day, learning from him in my silence. And if you could find some person or some entity, some being, if you need healing, calling in Raphael, whatever you need to do. But if you just, for me, that's been really amped things up a bit, to hold them into my crown chakra so that I can get direct, know that I'm getting it directly into my energy fields. Does that make sense to you, Cynthia?
It absolutely does. And I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. And so I'm thinking maybe at our next, maybe next month, our third, and I'll be back from Bimini too. I'm going to, next month, the 1st of October, I'm going to Bimini to do some work with the Atlantan crystals. I'm supposed to go and connect the Atlantan crystals. I've got some crystals that I've been working with in Berlin. I'm connecting this direct energy, and then I'll take that frequency, and a couple of weeks later, I've been invited, gifted a ticket out of the blue to go to San Diego, where I can ground this new energies from the Atlantic Ocean into the Pacific Ocean and the Lemurian energies. And also, I want to work on the crystalline energies, helping to clear up some of the radiation that's flowing into us from Japan. And
that's going to be amazing work. That's amazing work.
I didn't plan this. I didn't plan this, Cynthia. It just showed up. And I'm like, okay, God, I can do that. Okay, God, I'll do it. They know I'll do it.
It's in divine order.
Yeah, and so they know I'll do it because I've surrendered. I'm asking for divine order. And so somebody called me and said, I need you to come out and help me find a house in San Diego. And I know you gals, if I buy you a ticket, can you come and stay? And I said, sure. And, but, you know, first I pray and douse. And they said, yeah, you're supposed to do that. And I said, okay. And then I said, oh, my gosh, I know where I'm going. I know where I'm invited to go. And she said, well, you know, we're going to need to be at the beach a few days. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I know why I have to go now, because I had done some of this work in January when some new crystalline energies had infused the planet. I was working with another lady on it. She was infusing it, bringing it down into the Atlantic the same time I was bringing it into the Pacific Ocean. Because you know, I'm not just working individuals, I'm also doing planetary work too. I mean, there's not enough of us light workers doing what we're supposed to do. So if they find somebody who'll do stuff, they'll just keep piling it on what I was supposed to do. I don't know that all this was in my soul when I got here, but I'm doing it because it's divine order and I can do it. So I'm working it. So we want to do a clearing.
Cindy, you know what? We just jumped in so quickly. And I want to let people know the number to call in this morning.
We
haven't said our prayer or anything.
I'm so full of myself this morning. I'm so full of myself.
No, you know what? You just have so much knowledge to share, so much. We're going to have Dr. Reggie take us into our morning prayer. I'm going to tell you guys how to call and talk to Cindy because you can see she's just ready to go. Dr. Reggie, you want to take us into our morning prayer?
Yes. Heavenly Father, as we are poised to receive your blessing on this broadcast, we ask that Cindy is imbued with your power, your knowledge, and your wisdom to do dynamic healing because she is a thermodynamicist and the people listening are in need of services through her as a guide. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit who's in everything, everywhere, to give us this knowledge and wisdom. We thank you even today that people in America seem to think is a bad day because it's Friday the 13th. There's no such thing as bad luck. There's only good luck with you as the Lord of our lives. We thank you for the power of healing and your angel Raphael and the heart angel Chamuel to let us know and feel what is real in our lives and to bring us everything that is divine in you and is always in order. Let us trust the energy of divine order because you are divine and so are we. You spoke us into existence and here we are. Let us follow the pathways of planetary and individual ascension, that we're all evolving under your guidance in the power of the kingdom. We now believe it is so, and we expect miracles, and so it is.
And so it is. Wow. So,
you were strong this morning. Woo!
I know.
I want to call over and get another one of those. That was good.
You know what, Dr. Reggie's prayers just, they shift the energy so well. I know, I love his prayers. If you want to have a reading or a consultation with Cindy Bentley this morning, please call 914-338-0590. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Cindy, the queue is filled up, so we're going to start taking some calls. We really have, this morning, we've touched on divine order, putting things in divine order. Why this is so important is because it connects you with your soul, and you begin to trust and trust and have faith in faith that everything is in divine order, that you are where you're supposed to be, experiencing what you're supposed to experience for your highest good. It may not feel very comfortable at the time.
Yes, right.
But it's your highest good. And so Cindy shared quite a bit with us this morning on that. And maybe later we'll do a short meditation to move us into that state of consciousness. But let's go to our first caller and see what's going on this morning. Area code 401, you're on the air.
Hi, Cynthia. Hi, Cindy. Hi, Dr. Reggie. This is Erica.
Hey, Erica. How are you this morning?
Morning.
I'm good. Good morning. Hello?
Now, you have
a question.
Oh, yes. So I was wondering if, I could get maybe a short clearing around the issue of my husband. He's a nice guy. I'm a nice girl, but I am so irritable when I'm in his presence. So I wonder if there's a pile of blocks or things that need removing.
Ooh, y'all are not in alignment.
No, not at all.
I mean, you're like one place. You know what? My pendulum's. I got to grab another pendulum. I don't know what happened to the one I just had in my hand, but it's not with me. I've got pendulums everywhere, so that's okay. Tell me your name again.
It's Erica.
Erica, that's what I thought, okay. Now, Erica. When your energy field, you're working almost into the fifth dimension. Your husband is almost barely over into the third dimension.
Yes.
And what's going on is in 3D, you got fear. You got the same thing I have going on. And I just said that to my first husband the other day. And I say my first because he's my only one, but it sounds better than saying ex. And I just couldn't get him out of the 3D world, and we could not communicate. And I was there, I was with him for over 27 years. And at that point, even now I try to talk, I couldn't understand what he was saying, and he couldn't understand what I was saying.
Exactly.
It was very frustrating. It was very, very frustrating because we were living in two different consciousnesses. And I stayed because I had children.
Exactly, my situation.
And he's not a bad person. Not at all.
Yep.
He's a good man from the outside world. But for me, it was frustrating, lonely, sad, and I did all of the work I could possibly do, but nothing was going to change. Nothing changed. And so, you know, I'm just telling you, that's the problem, is your working attitude. Unless he, you're not going to sacrifice your soul and your ascension process and your higher good and your ability to live in divine order. You are not going to sacrifice that for anyone who's still in the third dimension, be it your husband,
right,
be it your mother, be it anybody. I want everybody
right
to know that. You don't sacrifice your soul ascension for anything else. That's not what you're here to do. So you have to figure out a way that he can get on board. You know, I do personal help and work with people with great results. And so if this is anything you want, you'd have to talk to me, because it'll take a lot. It would take a lot of work. And a lot of, tend to drink or anything like this? Not excessively, but, you know.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
No, he's very healthy.
Is he a workaholic?
I'd say nope. No, he's very well rounded, but just very much in the physical world, very much in, you know, like,
yeah,
you say, 3D.
And that's hard for the masculine male right now. The world is changing, and the masculine has been grounded so heavily into the 3D world because they've been taught that, and it's so into all that they are to be big in the 3D and to their ego. So and he can do it. Erica, he's supposed to be a light worker.
I have a feeling, and it's just there's just no, you know, I totally understand that you can't get through to anybody. They got to do it themselves. But my thing is, my youngest is only 13 and a half, so I'm pretty much committed to stay here through 18. So I just want to make those years less irritating.
I need to work on it. I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah.
Because he's supposed to be doing, he's got other stuff he's supposed to be doing.
I bet.
He's definitely a light worker. His soul is, he doesn't have that much density. He's not as dense as a lot of people I've found, but he's just not waking up. I just want to shake him.
I know.
Wake up. Be alert. So I send him light, send him love. Keep increasing your vibration. You're sleeping in the same bed. When you go to sleep, call in the beings, have them work on you, and then they can, he's going to be connecting to you and working with you consciously and unconsciously, whether he likes it or not, because you are partnered with him every day.
So that was the other thing I was wondering was, you know, like, soul contracts and lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
Are we done? Have we wrapped up our contracts with each other? Kind of,
yeah,
thing for this lifetime.
Yeah, that's what happened at my house too. How many soul contracts does Erica still have with her present husband? Oh yeah, there's not that many left. Oh, I shouldn't say that. I'm gossiping. But there's not. How many soul contracts does Erica still have with her husband? 10, 20. Yeah. Is there somebody else that she's supposed to, yeah, there's somebody else. This is not, he's not your husband forever. There's somebody else with more contact with you.
I'm sure of that, yep. Mm-hmm.
He's not the one forever, darling. I'm so sorry.
And how many lifetimes have we had?
Have you heard me on the air before?
Yes, I love you.
Because you know all the right questions.
Well, I have tried to ask that question a few times, but for some reason I forget to press 1, or for some reason I don't get through, so I've got them all racked up.
You've had 100 lifetimes with him.
Well, that's not too many. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Like my now divine order boyfriend that I keep questioning divine order about, we've had 265 past lives together.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of soul contracts. Now, I've had a relationship with somebody that was my friend that's a healer, and we had 317 soul contracts together. But he, because of severe autism, he's not been capable of fulfilling all of his contracts with me. And so I asked Divine Intervention to cancel the contract so that I could move forward, because it's painful, very painful. There's a lot of that's going on now. There's so much shift going on. But I just feel like, you know this already. It's almost a done deal over there, because he could change. I mean, he could change. But as far as the work that you're supposed to do, there's somebody else with a lot more work that you can do together.
Yeah. And then I guess I will be calling you.
Yeah.
We need to move on.
I'm feeling like I'm on my own personal client here. I'm sorry. Okay, Erica. We'll talk later.
I will call you. Thank you. And happy birthday, both of you, if you're both Virgos, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. My birthday was Wednesday.
Wednesday? Well, happy birthday, Cynthia.
Thank
Mine was
you.
August 24th.
Oh, and to you too, then. Thank you.
Thank you. Listen, bye-bye. You guys need to know that we're trying to get through as many people as we can, but and sometimes Cindy can't do all the work here because it just takes up too much time. But you can reach her, you know, she's at CindyBentley.com. Is that correct, Cindy?
Yes, uh-huh.
Right. And reach out to her and book an appointment with her because she does tremendous work. Let's go to our next caller. Area code 646, you're on the air.
Hello. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Cynthia,
hey.
Dr. Ritchie, and Cindy. My name is Kayla, calling from New York. And I just had a birthday not too long ago. So I just wanted to know what is the new energy you're feeling, or if there is new energy for my new birthday, also with Sean.
I couldn't hear what you said, Sean.
With my friend Sean as well.
Is it John or Sean?
I don't understand what you're asking me, honey. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now?
I'm kind of a psychic, but I'm dowsing. I need a question.
Oh. Okay. Just wanted to know, what is the new energy you feel with Sean and I?
Mm-hmm. Is this your partner? I got to have more information.
Yes, budding partner. Yes.
What are you asking me? Are you wanting to know if this is your partner, or if you're energetically connected, contracts are?
Yes, that would be nice.
What do you want to know?
If we're energetically connected, which I feel we are.
And how beneficial this partner is for you.
That's correct.
Very beneficial, 100% beneficial. How many soul contracts do you have? You've got about 150 soul contracts. So you guys have work to do together with your souls. This is a big year for both of you. And you need to start sitting in the silence and connecting more and knowing and trusting and moving forward with the work that you need to do together.
What is the work that we're supposed to be doing? Because I'm trying to be clear, and I'm definitely sitting in silence and praying to my angels, praying to God.
Good.
And
what you need to do first, you know, and you're doing good, is just be what you are inside your soul. and everything else will show up, and it'll be very easy. You can't help it. Once you're connected in, you have to do what you came here to do. You will feel really bad if you're not doing what you're supposed to do. And you follow the piece of you that feels good. I'm not going to tell you a prediction or anything. If you've got some suggestions, I can douse to tell you the benefit of that. But I'm not going to tell you. I'm not hooked into your soul right now enough to tell you exactly what all your contracts are.
Okay, so you said it's a big year. How so? love-wise or financially or?
This is a big year because we are ascending to a higher frequency. So you've got to go away from things that are 3D. When you're talking about money, you're talking about 3D because it's an energetic frequency of supply. And
right.
So if you're living in your bliss, because I get this a lot from people who do light worker work and who do healing work, and they look at my life and I'm traveling the world and I'm doing my work and I own my own home in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and they're like, my God, how do you do all that you do and to get the money? And I said, you know, and you heard me talk to Cynthia, I was just gifted a round trip to San Diego to stay with a lady. So it's not all about the money. It's about doing what you're supposed to do. And if you're in divine order and you're doing what your soul came here to do, you will be divinely supplied with all your needs. I can't tell you that enough. If you live out of your soul, you don't need to worry about the money. The money is taken care of. And you have to know that. Every day you wake up, you know, there's been weeks that I wake up and say, ooh, I don't have any sessions this week. Well, rather than go into fear and say, how am I going to pay the mortgage? I go into joy. Oh my gosh, I'm supposed to have time to play this week. Instead of working, I'm going to do some play work. And never go into the fear around money, because I was raised in a very, very poor household, the oldest of six kids, and I always got, because they were always complaining about not enough money, and it always frustrated me because I was always conscious enough to see that there was enough money. It was just the way it was done.
Right.
They were the way they brought it to them. So you need to recognize that and do the divine order thing.
Well, the money, I'm not really, I feel I'm definitely on that frequency with you, but I think it's more about the love. That's where I'm like concerned about. Not really the money. For some reason, I feel, you know, God is going to provide regardless. Because he always
does. That's where I am too. I just can't seem to get enough love. I was just dowsing this morning at 4 a.m. So how ready am I for a partnership? And I look at you and I say, how ready are you for a divine partnership, life partnership? You're not ready yet, honey. You're only about 82% ready. It's not quite time yet.
I'm not ready for a divine partnership with Sean. Is that what you're saying?
Not yet. It's not fully evolved yet. It's only at 82. You're only 82% ready, but it's coming in. It's building.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. I know there are other callers.
Sean's ready too. Sean's 95%. Y'all are almost there.
So why don't you open it for now?
I can't hear you.
Why doesn't he open up his mouth?
His mouth?
Yeah, he needs to open his mouth and say that.
Well, he's about 95 and you're about 82, so I don't know. You guys need to just continue working on it.
Relationships take time.
You need to call me, honey. You'll have to call me to get more information.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to go to our next caller. Thank you. You know, relationships take time. You got to get.
Yeah.
I love how you said you're not ready yet. You know, because a lot of people.
I'm not ready yet. I checked myself. I said, darn, I thought I was ready.
Yeah.
I can't be much readier than this. And they said, oh, no. And I had to, I told my, Gary, that they're telling me that I shouldn't see him till I get back from Bimini because I'm shifting so much.
Yeah.
He's shifting. We're all shifting a lot right now. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of growth for our souls right now. And it's better not to get all connected in and get distracted because I have to be focused on what I'm doing right now. You know, and sometimes
yeah.
that love stuff gets you out of focus.
Dr. Richard, did you have some comments? Hold
on
one second. I thought you...
About her relationship? No.
Oh, I thought I saw you taking notes.
No, I do.
Okay.
I take notes about them.
Area code 336, are you there?
I am here. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Karen. And
hi, Karen.
Cindy, I heard you last night. I actually emailed you. The meditation
you
was absolutely phenomenal. I don't have a relationship question, but they're so difficult sometimes. I don't really know where I'm at, though, and I was hoping you could help me out with that.
Where are you? I mean, I just emailed you about the number of. Did you email me to ask the number of DNA strands you have?
No, I didn't. I didn't ask you any questions other than what's the show you were doing this morning.
Oh, because I got a lot of emails after that show, so I'm so sorry. That's why I was up 2:30 answering emails. So,
no worries.
So you want to know where you are, Karen, and you're doing, maybe you got it. You've got 13 DNA strands already activated.
Really? Okay, that's great.
And,
so,
and as far as your light body, you're 100% in your light body. You're doing it, honey.
Yeah. Oh, phenomenal.
Congratulations. You're doing it.
Wow.
I can feel
that's
it in my soul. You're doing it. I'm happy. That's wonderful. And have you been listening to all that I've been talking about, sitting in the silence and working with opening up to your crown chakra to get more information? That'll be great for you because your DNA's there. Your consciousness is ready to go. You just need to get these divine beings working with you.
And I need to figure out what direction I'm supposed to take.
Yeah, and no, you don't have to do it. They'll do it for you. Trust me.
Oh, great.
If you're sitting in the silence and you're opening up to these beings, then they will show you the way. And one of the things I do with my work is that when I get to finish with all the clearing work, then I activate your DNA and your pineal, and then I douse the big chart from Doreen Virtue of all the archangels and the ascended masters and goddesses to see who needs to work with you with your transformation. Because as you transform, you want guidance and focus from your soul as to what the work you're supposed to be doing. And that's
right.
What I do for everybody, that all my clients that I work with. So, but it takes a long time to douse this big chart. So
if
you'll just go into the silence, it'll start coming to you because you've got everything there already. And you're very clear. You've been working on this a while, Karen, huh?
Yeah, I have. It's taken a long time to try to figure out, you know, what I'm supposed to be doing, how I'm supposed to do it. I mean, I've known since I was a little kid, I think, that I was supposed to be here now, that there was some reason for me to be here.
Oh, yeah.
And I appreciated what you said last night about, people calling you going they can't stand it. They didn't think they could take it any longer.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I've definitely had those struggles too. But,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I understand, Karen, and I've been there too. And when I was in the Luxor Temple in Egypt, I hit the rock bottom part where I said, either get rid of the pain or get me out of here, because I never knew anything could be this painful. And when you're a high-level, loving soul stuck in the density that this planet has been in for so many eons, it feels bad. It hurts because you can't give and be what your soul is in the type of density. And now it's no longer that dense. Now you can let go of that pain, and now you can connect in to higher love. You can connect in to others who are feeling this same love with free of ego and do your work. And you've got to let go of the fear of doing the work, Karen. And the more, you know, I've been doing this since I've been studying metaphysics since I was in high school. I would hide and read things that were all about metaphysics. Ruth Montgomery, Jean Dixon, Edgar Cayce, the oldies. And then I learned about unity, and I started studying Eric Butterworth and Catherine Ponder. So, and it just keeps evolving. So you're evolving as a soul at all times, and you have to recognize that you're in process. But the biggest thing is learning to trust your soul and what comes out as divine order. And if you continue to build this up and focus on what your soul needs to be doing and stepping away from the 3D density and what is real for you, not for anybody else, then you're going to be compensated by doing the work that you're supposed to be doing here. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how old you are. I'm 62 years old, so I've been at this a while. And for somebody to say at this age that I would be doing what I was doing now, I was like, oh, yeah, right. But I'm working as hard, just as much as I can. And part of this is because I don't live in the 3D world. I don't have a TV. There are people who I have supporters, and yet I have people who want to call and unwind and tell me all their problems, and I can't afford that anymore. I don't give away my energy to people, who family, friends, anybody. I have to set boundaries with people. And that's what you're going to have to do, Karen, too, because I can see, like, you're wide open. You give to everybody. Am I right?
As much as I can. Yeah.
No. I mean, I'm not talking about monetary giving. I'm talking about support.
I have no money to give.
Right. You're giving all these other things, and that's spreading you thin. And I think you really need to pay attention to Karen more and pull it into you, and then you're going to gain the confidence and the trust that you need to get compensated monetarily for what you want to give to the world. And you don't feel guilty about not giving it freely anymore. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. The other thing that's difficult for me is I feel that I have no support.
Yeah.
Nobody to talk to.
Wow. you need to ask for that in the silence. I know I lived a long time like that too, honey, and I felt
like
an outlaw.
And I'm not talking about a relationship. I'm talking about metaphysical spiritual support.
Exactly.
Not talking about the relationship.
Right. One of the things that I found that helped me the most when I was at that point was I started attending a Unity church, and they believe one God but many paths to God.
Right.
It was wide open. And that's going to get you hooked into people who are on the same mindset, on a similar journey. But you need to have, I don't know if you, do you do any church services at all? Not that I'm big into organized religion, but that's where you're going to find easy classes to go. You need classes that are free that you can go to, services that are free that you can go to, and start energetically connecting your frequencies with other people with like minds so that you can have support.
Yeah, no, I don't, because I just have such a difficult time with that. Been there, done it, was deeply involved in it, growing up. And in studying it, learned so much that what I'd been taught was basically all lies. I think you know what I'm saying. There's a lot.
I grew up Southern Baptist. Read my book, honey. I grew up Southern Baptist. Oh, yeah. I was 12 and 13 talking to the minister about my God didn't send people to hell. That's how awake I was at 12 and 13 years old. So I was a big outcast.
I totally get that. Yeah, because I've been that way. I'm an Aquarian, and I also have a Virgo moon. So happy birthday to you, Virgos. And
Thank you so much.
I love my Virgo because it keeps me together. It keeps me organized.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Cindy. I won't take any more.
You're welcome, Karen.
I appreciate you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Listen, we have someone in the chat room who said that there are several support groups on Facebook that help to support each other in our spiritual journeys without religion. So that's a place where you can begin to mingle, and meet other people of like minds. Maybe they'll give us a name of a couple of places on Facebook. I'll monitor the chat room and see if that comes up. I'm going to go to some of these callers that have been holding for almost an hour, Cindy. So let's try to keep things a little shorter. Area code 214, you're on the air.
Good morning, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie.
Good morning.
Hi, how you all doing this morning? I'm enjoying the show, as usual.
Oh, thank you. Is this Ronisa?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. Ronisa, you have a question for Cindy this morning?
Yes, I do. First, I want to say the last time I was on the show, which was, I guess, August when she was on there, she told me about some iodine that I needed in my system, and I do have it in my system now. So I would let her know that I feel better and that the dialing that she did.
You got you that kelp and iodine?
Yes, ma'am, I did, and it feels much
better. Wonderful.
I feel much
so
better. I feel a little bit.
Metabolism has gone up. Your metabolism has gone up. Wonderful.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Like I said, I went to the doctor. The doctor gave me a B12 shot, so that added to it. And like I said, your dowsing helped a whole lot. Now I want to make sure. My question is, I still feel a little out of balance in this topic because my system was so thrown off. So I'm asking you, what is it now that I need to get in balance?
Yeah, you're seven. How much imbalance is she? And I get that you're 75% there, but you're not 100 yet.
Okay.
And is it another menarche? Yeah. Did he check your blood count?
Yes, he did check my blood count.
And your hemoglobin and hematocrit were good?
It was okay because what happened, what they found out is my insulin and glucose system was off track.
Yeah.
I was borderline diabetic, and I had no idea.
So you're letting go of sugar?
Right, yes, and bread and all that good stuff, yes.
Well, I was going to say,
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
You need to, and then with the sugar, the bread, and movement, you need to move. You need to increase your movement about 30% more.
Okay.
You know, movement can be anything. Walking, exercise, going from, you know, to the mailbox to your house, parking your car further away, you know, all the things you need to do to increase your movement.
Okay.
You need to increase movement, well, maybe about 35% increase your movement. And
okay.
Then are there any other supplements that, there's still some other supplements that you need. There's so many, honey, I don't have the time to down them all.
Yes.
But I think you could take like 2,000 of C every day in divided doses, like one in the morning and one in the afternoon, or 1,000 in the morning and 1,000. Increase your
C. Vitamin C?
Yeah.
Okay.
You need to increase that C to 1,000 in the morning and 1,000 in the afternoon.
Okay.
And let me check your magnesium level. Your magnesium level. Are you doing any caffeine?
No.
Okay. Your magnesium level is at 70%. So you could take a dose of magnesium with your calcium at night, and that would help.
Okay. I would do that
Those are the two biggest. Those are the two biggest ones. Magnesium, and more movement. But you're on the right track.
All right. Well, thank you so
much.
Tell
me if you want me to really do some more intensive work with you, I can. Okay.
Okay. I would do that. Thank you very much. And happy birthday both of you all, Cynthia and you.
Oh, thank you. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. All righty. Area code 617, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning. Who are we speaking with?
This is Gwendolyn.
Hey, Gwendolyn. How can I help you this morning?
Well, it's very interesting because the questions that I had in my head that I wanted to ask you, every caller that came on, you answered it.
Great.
Every caller that came on answered the question that I wanted to ask.
That's divine order, don't you?
Yes.
It's divine order that you listen this morning.
Yes, and I was very moved, and I'm sitting here crying like a baby, and I'm like, why am I crying? Why am I crying?
You're letting go.
Yes.
Gwendolyn, you're letting go of some things that you needed to, you needed to just give them away.
Yes.
And I'm going to I want to help you just a little bit right now.
Okay.
Because I'm an empath and I'm feeling it in my heart, and I want to cry with you. I want to call in Saint Germain with a violet flame, and I want you to let go of all of this, and I want you to just know that it's burning away in the violet flame. And then we want Archangel Michael to come with his sword and cut away all the things that are feeding off your energy fields that are not serving your highest good. And then I want you to sit in the silence and be thankful for all that you are, all that you have, and all that you're moving toward.
Yes.
That's manifesting for you, because there's a lot of manifestation. You move it out and you create the vacuum, and then it's going to come in. There's no other choice. It's universal law.
Yes.
But you've got to burn this other stuff away.
Yes.
And it may be painful, but you've got to let it go.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's just not serving you any longer.
Amen.
For this and all things, we give you great thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you for Gwendolyn, and thank you for clearing her all levels. All right, Gwendolyn.
One quick question was that when you were speaking, when one of the callers was speaking about, okay, what is it that I'm supposed to do? And that's how I feel. And I feel like, you know, I should be doing something. I don't know. I'm in this space where it's like, okay, what is my next move? What is my next move? And when I physically make the move, it doesn't happen.
Uh-huh.
So I'm feeling that I should be, again, being in the silence and waiting for my orders.
Exactly. Well, you're 65% in the mission now.
Okay.
You're not 100% in the mission, but you're moving that way.
Okay.
And so you're doing the right thing.
Okay.
And it's a matter of everything. It has to line up for you.
Exactly.
So I want your prayer to be, and I want your intentions to be, that I am allowing this divine order of perfection for my mission. I surrender to the energetic frequency. Now that we've got things removed,
yes,
it can come in. But beforehand, you had some blocks there.
Yes.
And now, how many blocks and issues blocking Gwendolyn's mission? There are none. They're gone.
Wow.
So you need to sit there,
okay,
in the silence every day and allow this to come in.
Okay.
Trust. Everybody talks about me and how I trust, and I just left everything and drove across country with no place to live. And you don't have to be that drastic, but you do have to be that drastic within your own soul that you're going to let go of the 3D.
Amen.
And only allow the 5D living and divine living be who you are.
Amen. Because whenever I hear people say, you know, follow your bliss, you got to follow what it is that you love, that you want to do. And I can honestly say, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. And I felt almost guilty because I didn't know what it was.
Right.
I didn't know that I needed to move towards, because wherever it is that I felt that I needed to move towards, it just didn't work. So I just felt, you know what, I need to back off of this and not get frustrated.
Did.
And then I started to lose my faith, and then I started to lose hope because the doors aren't opening, because I feel this pressure that I need to be going towards what makes my heart sing, and I don't know what it is.
And see, that's part of 3D stuff coming in, that you have to do stuff. And for me, it's not putting parameters on I should, would, could, have to, must.
Yeah.
It's not about that.
Right.
You just have to free float. And that's what I do. I'm free floating.
Exactly.
I'm free floating every day of my life. I'm just
yes.
being divinely supported, and I'm free floating.
Yes.
And it shows up. Now, one
and
of
that's
my
where
things,
and that's where I feel that pull, because there's a part of me that's like, just go with the flow. Just go with the flow. And then there's another part that pulls me. It's like, you're not allowed to go with the flow. You have to have something to do. You have to follow your bliss. You have to do A, B, C, and D, and that doesn't feel good to me. It doesn't feel right to me.
Right. So
wow.
Let all that go.
She has the answer right there. She has the answer already. One part of her feels good and one part doesn't. And I would go with the one that feels good.
And that's the free flowing.
That's just.
Hey, you know, it's going to show up. That's
and
having
you know,
to be
and people get compensated monetarily different. And I know so many people who tell me, I never thought of this. I never thought someone would pay me to actually do this. Okay.
Right.
So that's where we mess ourselves up, is we go into this monetary energy thing.
Exactly.
Which we all have to have, but we think we're going to be compensated by something that we're doing, and we need to recognize that once we just are what we are, we are compensated.
Exactly.
Because we're living in divine abundance and prosperity at all times.
Yes. And that's what really moved me. That's what really brought me to tears, is because I feel like the light bulb came on, and it's like you are exactly where you're supposed to be. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, and I felt a sense of freeing, that it's okay, that I don't know which road to take. And this is a time for me to just listen to my soul and have my soul guide me. Because usually my mind is guiding me, and it doesn't work.
Right.
It doesn't work.
No. You can't think big enough. We're not thinking. We are so loved, so divine. And the thing that we have been so subservitude and so deflated is that we are powerful. We are gigantically powerful.
Mm-hmm.
We are part of God. There is nothing else more powerful than that.
Amen.
There is nothing else with more abundance, prosperity, and riches than our divine, powerful soul.
Amen.
And once you get that, once you know that it is all about your soul and what your soul is here to be, and what your soul stands for on this planet as we are ascending, and what assistance you first give yourself. That's all I can do, is try to do as much as I can to support myself of what makes me feel okay, even though I make people angry sometimes because I don't call back, or I'm not giving them what they think I should be giving them, I'm paying attention. Because I have to be in the silence a lot. And this week especially, I've been focusing, I've been disconnecting from everything. You know, I'm almost like a hermit here.
Yes.
And I'm disconnecting from things because I know I'm entering a new arena. And I know that Foth is working with me, and I cannot lose my focus.
Amen to that.
So
Amen.
You have to be the one that holds your own. You have to hold your power. You have to step into your power. You have to master your power.
Amen.
And know that you are a divine piece of God.
Yes.
And that piece of God has work to do.
Yes.
And you're not going to get in the way of it.
Amen.
You're going to allow it to manifest here, now, right away.
Oh, thank you.
And let me see how many blocks. How many blocks of issues is Gwendolyn? No, you're okay.
Yes.
You're good.
Yes.
Okay, Gwendolyn, I'm going to have to move on.
Thank you. Thank you so, so very much.
You're welcome.
So thank you.
Okay, let's move on to our next caller. I'm sorry to have to cut you off. I'm trying to get a few more people in here. Like I said, so many of them have been holding for a very, very long time. Let's go to area code 704. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have
how
a quick question?
Who am I speaking with, and where are you?
My name is Shannon, and I'm in North Carolina.
Now, I knew that that was a 704 number. I have several clients around there. How can I help you this morning?
Well, I'm thinking about doing a couple of classes to kind of take things up a notch in my reading abilities and such. And I've also been asked about doing some teaching.
Okay.
That I'm
I want you to slow down just a little bit. I need you to slow down, honey. I need to go. We have to do one thing at a time, baby. I can't. You scattered me around. Let's go one thing at a time. All right. So there's classes that you want to take. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I want to know is the name of your class, and I'm going to ask my people to find out how beneficial it will be for you, because that's what you want to know, because you don't want to waste your money.
Right. It's a class in mediumship abilities.
That's 100%. What's the other class?
That's the only class I'm looking at taking myself. The other I was asked about teaching.
Okay, that class is 100% beneficial for you. And how beneficial would it be? You're going to have to say your name again for me. It just went out the door.
Shannon.
Oh, yeah. Well, how beneficial would it be for Shannon to teach a class, and what's the class about?
Crystals.
That's 100% too. I love crystals. You know, I program crystals. Can't tell you how many crystals I've programmed and sold with different frequencies for people. I love
Very
them.
Good. Yes, me too. There was another one as well, which is they've got me kind of standing still at the moment to take care of myself more because I'm putting out
yes.
more than I'm taking in.
Yes.
And I understand that.
You got to slow down.
Slow down more?
Slower. Yeah.
Is there any blockages or anything that I should be looking at? I know we've had this major cosmic cleansing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, let me just do a couple of things. There's some nutrients that you're lacking right now. And I just can't go through all of them, but it's not the B vitamins. It's more the minerals.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, I heard chromium, magnesium, and magnesium. There's some minerals that you need. If you just want to, you know how to muscle test yourself. You can check
mm-hmm.
that out. And how many blocks and issues does she have in moving forward with her mediumship? None. There's no blocks. You just got to do the class and trust yourself. Know your trust. And then the other thing is, how clear is Shannon at the present time? You're still not quite there. You're at 80%. There's no negative entities. There's no negative beings. Oh, I'm going to do one thing for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've got a lot of negative ET implants that need to come off. I don't want anybody
mm-hmm.
to get freaked out there, but we all are kind of like ETs. But
mm-hmm.
this has been on you to keep you from, so you can survive in the 3D world. It was
mm-hmm.
a safeguard. You don't need that anymore, and they've come up to be taken off.
Oh, great.
And I'm going to go ahead and take them off right now.
Wonderful.
We now ask that all these devices and negative implants on Shannon, we ask our divine beings and healers, Raphael, Archangel Michael, my golden divine beings and platinum beings to come into Shannon right this moment and unplug all these implants and devices and burn them in St. Germain's violet flame. Heal with the golden creator substance, fill the imprints, dissolve the mayas, and unplug the trigger mechanisms. Burn those in the violet flame, and any programs associated with these are unplugged from power sources and burned in the violet flame. For this, we give you great thanks. Thank you. Hang on, Shannon. Okay. Much better. I got you up to 95% now. Much better. Okay, honey, I've done enough. I need to let somebody else in now.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Shannon.
Okay. Kathy, you're on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Kathy, what can I help you with?
My back. What's going on with my back?
Okay. You've got a bunch of stuff back there. I know that much. Good Lord. And, okay, you've got about 18 devices and implants and hooks and all kinds of stuff in there. Is there anybody that's hooked in taking her energy that's hooked in? Yeah, there's somebody feeding off of you from your back part, too. You got a lot of stuff there. Gee. All right, I'll try to clear it, Kathy. The present time, we ask all of our divine beings to go into Kathy's back and remove all the negative implants and cords, devices, hooks, any feeder, energetic frequencies, parasites, viruses. We want her back and her solar plexus and her root chakras, her sacral chakras cleared and all devices removed for the flow of energy to flow through all of her chakras, all of her spine. We ask Raphael to go in and heal that spine 100%. For this, we give you great thanks. Thank you, thank you. Hang on, Kathy. We're still working. All right. Okay. That should help.
Thank you. I took a chakra class last week, and she said I was pretty closed up.
Yep. You were closed.
I've been trying to work.
Now, what I do with my clients that get that messed up in their chakras, I have to splint it. I take a divine light and put it through your chakras. I don't know that I can do that without doing a lot of other things.
Well, I do that too every day.
Yeah, I put a divine light through your from the highest heavens through your chakras, a pillar of light, very powerful pillar of light from the highest heavens down through your chakras, and I take it to the center of the earth. And I learned that from Joshua David Stone, how to split the chakras. And that's what I do.
I've also been working with Saint Germain and Raphael.
Yep. You just keep it up.
Okay.
And start walking a little more too, if you can.
Do what?
Do some walking. Increase your walking.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Wow. Cindy,
this is amazing. We've had so many different things. It's been really good. It's not the same stuff.
I know.
We hit a lot of different things. It's very good.
We did. Listen, we only have 8 minutes to go, and I know what if I take a call right now, that'll be the call from someplace it'll
maybe
go on
not.
4 minutes. Huh?
Maybe not.
I don't know.
I think we need to take one more.
Okay. Area code 404, you're on the air.
Hello, Cynthia, Dr. Reggie, and Cindy. This is Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn.
Hello.
You're in Atlanta. What can I help you with? We're running out of time, so give me a specific question.
A specific question? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask about my friend, my relationship then, with my friend Lamont.
How beneficial is who?
Is this relationship, yes.
What relationship, darling?
With my friend, Lamont.
How beneficial is her relationship with Lamont?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's about 88% beneficial for you. Does it feel
okay.
that good?
Yes, it feels great, actually. We've been together almost a year.
Good. And you have 230 soul contracts with him.
Wow.
So you do have things, y'all, right in divine order. You've got work to do together. To help
Great.
Your souls. Yeah.
Great. And
Anything
how many
else?
Have we had in the past?
How many lifetimes?
Yes.
I get about 212 lifetimes.
Wow.
What's happening? Well, we're connecting in. You have to recognize that we've done this a lot in our souls,
And we did it with the same people coming back for the soul growth. And we play parts. We play different parts. But what's happening right now, all these souls that have had the biggest part of our healing of our soul, our big connections, we're all meeting up again.
Wow.
And this, because this is the end of what we've been working on. Hopefully we're not going to be reincarnating anymore, and we can just love each other right now for the souls that we are and being connected and
right.
What had the highest and the best for us, for each other. It doesn't always work out, though, because,
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. You know, I want to remind people how they can reach you, Cindy. Your website is cindybentley.com, and Bentley is spelled B-E-N-T-L-E-Y.
Let me give them my email address, too. You can email me at cbentleyrn@aol.com. cbentleyrn@aol.com. If you want to drop me an email, that's the best way to get directly to me real quick. But you also on my website, you can look at a lot of different things and order a session or a book or different things like that.
And you'll be back with us next month on the third Friday. Of course, we're looking forward to that.
I'll be back from Bimini, and I'll be really fired up. I'll have all this. And that's going to be on the 18th of October.
Dr. Reggie's sister's birthday. Now, I also want to remind our listeners that we are currently in the book study of the Complete Ascension Manual. And if you don't quite understand what's going on with your soul, and in particular, this particular time, I encourage you to listen to our archives, because we start at 7 o'clock in the morning. But go back and listen to our archives, or join us every weekday morning, Monday through Thursday, at 7 a.m. as we take this wonderful journey, the Complete Ascension Manual, How to Achieve Ascension in This Lifetime. A lot of the things that Cindy was saying today, you will get such clarification. I can tell you that I've been on this journey for over 30 years, and going through this book and understanding my soul, understanding my creation, how I was created, it's just taken me to a whole nother level in my spiritual growth. So I encourage you, really, we do a lot of book studies, but I think this Ascension Manual is number one, because you will begin to look at your life so differently. You will look at your relationships so differently. I've been married to Dr. Reggie for 25, 26 years, but I'm just beginning to understand the sacrifice that he made to be with me in this lifetime. And it brought me to tears, because he is such an elevated being. And to come back into this dense reality to help me, that soul contract was so powerful. Cindy,
that's right.
Can you pick up on that soul contract between me and Dr. Reggie?
Yes, yes. And I'm so happy you recognize that. It's big. And people... It's big right now for the souls that are coming back to support one another. It's gigantic. If you can connect to the right soul, yes.
Yeah. So, anyway, we love you guys. I'm going to ask Dr. Randy to take us into our closing prayer.
Heavenly Father and Mother God and Goddess, we thank you for all the pantheons of people choosing to get to you. Let's go beyond and transform beyond just religion, but understand relationships with you as the ultimate being, the overlord of the soul. Thank you, God, for sending all the listeners who had their questions answered. If not, we ask you to bless them and show them the way from the way shore himself, the Christ energy, Sananda. We bless and purify our energies and get connected to Michael with his flaming blue sword to clean away all the negative energies and entities that may come in to help us be more clear who we are in the light. We thank you, God, for who you are in us as we ascend. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Oh, my goodness. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. We love you so much. God bless.